Well, 211 negative contact. I will check all four of you in. 359, moving to the next radio check. I'd also like to check in for WRMY 378 Robin. She was unavailable this evening. Please keep her in your thoughts and prayers. As well as WRKP 710 Wanda. She was not able to get through this evening. I believe she's probably listening. She just can't transmit. As well as WRJS 656 Sylvia. She was unavailable this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. So WQZA 709 Marsha, this is 359 Karen, do you copy?
Yes, I copy you, WQZA 709 Marsha, and it was a beautiful day. I'm doing well.
Awesome, yes, it was a beautiful day, and I'm glad you're doing well. Well, thank both of you ladies for sharing all that. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you both back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Kimber, radio check for Patriot ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRKV 487. I copy loud and clear.
Copy that. So I shared some information about earthquake hazards from page 10 of our handbook, and Carol shared some extra items from page 11 and some personal experience she's had. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Kimber?
Sure. I just want to say thanks for speaking about this subject matter, and I know a lot of people need refreshers. So as far as the book goes, it's good to know what to do if an earthquake happens and what to check for afterwards, and where your safe places are in your house. This kind of made me have a reminder that I need to go over with family members on a regular basis where you're going to go in case a big earthquake hits right now, for the moment. Under your table, under your desk, by your bed, where's your best spot in each and every room, and what are you going to do? So that's a good practice. Great. I also wanted to talk about what to do if you're looking for communications afterwards, and it said text, do not call, if you can avoid that, because texting often goes through before. Another form of communication that we all are trying to train ourselves to do is talk on the radio. The repeaters may or may not be down, but we always have channel 3s. Well, not always. There's situations where we wouldn't, but that's a good time to remind everybody about the Amron channel 3 code. Let me break on that. So Amron, I read this every week, in a real country or citywide disaster and the repeaters aren't working or being used for emergency traffic only, the Channel 3 project is as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, every hour at the top of the hour, from 2 minutes before to 2 minutes after or thereabouts. And it's on Channel 3 FRS, MERS, CB, and the Hampton Plex is 146420. If you feel comfortable, make contact with who is on the other end. Offer or get help. Break. Just know that on that channel 3, there are ham operators that are listening in there. So if you are an unlicensed person and you're having an emergency or want to give help or have information to share and pass messages for those, HF operators are listening. That's the ham operators from every level. And so we have a good way of passing messages around here. So we need to practice that. Turn on your channel 3s at the top of every hour, and you can hear news that's local, which is a good, helpful thing besides the shortwave radios. Break. One more thing I'd like to mention is I know we just had our it's post-election time, and just wanted to remind people to keep your eyes open and keep calm and just, you know, be aware that some people aren't happy, and I'm not going to talk about a bunch of political stuff here because the radio is not the time or place, but know that, you know, things could happen. And in case of emergencies, which could happen as well, you know, chaos could spread, people could protest, things can happen. And just keep your eyes and ears open for that and know that, you know, it could happen within the weeks and months to follow, all the way through January and longer. So, you know, just be aware of what's going on around you, folks, and stay calm and just understand and try and love each other as much as we can, because forward we go, right? I just wanted to say that. Thank you, Karen. Back to Net Control.
Copy that. Well, thank you very much, Kimber, for that information. Did you want to talk about the Amaron Net as well? You talked about the Channel 3 project.
Sure. I'm one of the net controls for the Amaron GMRS Net that happens every Sunday night at 7 p.m. on this repeater system. Sunday nights at 7 p.m., we'll do a roll call. We do an intelligence brief, which is encrypted news that we get from veterans and other sources that are beyond the mainstream media, and we go into detail about that. Then we also do the Channel 3 project after that, so you guys can practice using your radio skills and test your equipment and see who's around you in case there's an emergency. Super important things to do. So Amaron Net, Sunday night, 7 p.m. Thank you, Karen. Back to Net.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Kimber. We appreciate your sharing all of that. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384 Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? WROY 384 Diana, I copy. Copy that. You're coming in just a little bit staticky. I'm sure that's probably atmospheric, but we can't hear you. So the ladies have been talking about basically earthquake preparedness and things to do if something happens. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Diana?
No, but this is really good that we're going through this stuff like this. I really am being refreshed.